Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
The spine of structure has literally disappeared in many parts in our society. The spine of structure has disappeared not only from the society, but also from the nation. Structure is evaporating from cities and communities. Even churches are lacking the structure that's needed to handle the chaos that's coming out of the sea.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Make Me an Oak of Promise. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3.
As I continue a message called Reclaim, this is the series, Delight. Some of us have lost the loving feeling for God, His work, even for family, for marriage, for issues. We got to reclaim delight. And God wants us to have it back. He wants the joy of the Lord to come back. That is Isaiah 61 and verse 3. I read to you out of the New International Version of the Bible. It is on the screen. And provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair or heaviness. Here's the word: they will be called oaks of righteousness, trees of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. Can the church say amen? Amen? For the display of His splendor. The word will come out of this portion of that verse. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord. I want to share with you today from this subject, make me an oak of promise. This is our prayer. Make me an oak of promise. And I'm believing that the Spirit of God would ignite something in your heart about stability and structure as we move forward. Father, I give you praise and thanks and honor you for this moment. I thank you, Lord, for sturdiness and a structure. I give you glory for the spine and the root system of your people. Thank you even now for a righteous mindset, a right wiseness that will penetrate the darkness of our iniquity. And Father, I give you praise for the stability that will come to the people of God, and we shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season, and its leaves will not wither. These oaks, its leaves will not wither, and whatever it does in its fruit-bearing years, thank you, Lord, for longevity and prosperity. Help me now. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Bless me now, my Savior. I've come to thee for strength and light, for water, for stability, for fertilizer, for cultivation, for the gardening, the trimming, the pruning. Make me over again. Let it be so with every tree, every planting of the Lord. And we will give you glory and praise for the new growth, for the garden of God. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, whose waters will never fail. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Already see the end result of this message. Already see the end result of this message. Already see the end result of this message. Oh my God. Ooh, I can praise him in advance. Oh my God. You came in and you were just 2 feet tall, but this message with some fertilizer is going to cause you to grow up. You're going to grow right in the midst of grow, truth reveal, grow. Oh my God. Oh my God, man, I was praying and just saw Isaiah 58. And you will be like a watered garden whose waters would never fail. Good God. Not in my notes, but I gotta go there. I gotta go there. I'll follow protocol later. How many of you know those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God? Glory to God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm going to look at Isaiah 58. Keep playing right there. Just for a moment before I dive into this, I believe the Holy Ghost is speaking the end result to our teaching. And I'm by faith going to speak the voice, the vibration of faith. It is when we confess it, when we release it, the spirit of faith is ignited. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at verse 8. That is Isaiah 58 and verse 8. Here's the prophetic word of the Lord. I'm speaking the end result of this message. God. Isaiah 58, verse 8. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Oh my God. God said, I got you. If you would just stay planted, I got you. And thou shalt not be moved. I got you. Oh my God. Oh my God. I got your rear guard. In other words, I got your back. You don't have eyes in the back of your head, but I've got your back. Oh my God. Oh my God. Look at verse 9. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer, and will cry for help, and he will say, here I am. God says prayers are going to be answered. After this message, expect your prayers to be answered. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Look at verse 9. I'm sorry. Still verse 9b. If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, I come against anger and malicious talk in the name of Jesus. The pointing of the finger, the blame game, stop it now in Jesus' name. Oh God. Look at this. And if you spend yourself in behalf of the hungry, that means get the work in ministry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, That means think outside of yourself. Glory to God. Then your light will rise in the darkness, and your night will become like the noonday. God says, I'm going to flip it. Say, flip it, God. I'm going to turn the switch on. Where it's been dark in your life, you're going to start experiencing the light of God. And where the light is, there is going to become even more brighter in the name of Jesus. That means your businesses are going to grow. That means the deficit will be taken away. You're going to step into the red and not the black. Can somebody say amen? Here's the word of the Lord, though. This is verse 11, I believe. The Lord will guide you always and will satisfy your needs or your soul in a sun-scorched land. And you will be strengthened, and you will strengthen your frame. Oh, my God. And you will be like a well-watered garden. That's what he spoke to me. And like a spring whose waters will never fail. Touch three people and say, he will never fail you. He will never fail. He won't fail. He won't fail. He won't leave you. He won't fail. He won't fail. I need to sing a little bit of that. He won't fail. He won't fail. He won't leave you. He won't fail. Come on, worship him before I teach. The Holy Ghost is on this. It's the end result. He won't fail. He won't fail. He won't leave you. He won't fail. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. There's a dew in the house, and it will sodden your dry places. Let the Lord speak to your heart and your soul. He won't fail. He won't leave. Seen this before, Bishop, neither have I. I hear the Holy Ghost speaking. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He won't fail.
He won't fail.
He won't leave you.
He won't fail you, Nathaniel.
He won't fail.
Lift up your hand, Nathaniel. Nathaniel, lift up your hand. He won't leave you, son. He's going to be with you. Glory to God. Justin, he's not going to fail you. He won't fail you. Genesis, he's not going to fail. Young adults, he won't fail. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. Hallelujah.
He won't leave you.
Seniors, he's not going to leave you. He won't fail. Grow you up. He's gonna cause you to prosper. He won't fail. Clap your hands if you believe it in the name of Jesus. That's the prophetic word of the Lord, the end result. Clap your hands, all ye people. Put your confidence in God. He won't fail. He won't leave you. Oh my God. Here comes the word of the Lord. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. The spine of structure has literally disappeared in many parts in our society. The spine of structure has disappeared not only from the society, but also from the nation. Structure is evaporating from cities and communities. Even churches are lacking the structure that's needed to handle the chaos that's coming out of the sea. Which the Spirit of the Lord spoke to us at the top of the year that chaos would come. I wonder how many of us remember the word of the Lord. From assassin's bullets, a woman being killed in a living room without a weapon by a police officer, or suicides. That is, no one took our life, we took our own life. Issues occurring in the lives of our children from unwanted pregnancies or unexpected pregnancies to backing away from authorities and embracing the things that we shouldn't embrace when we know better. When you have a different tribe, if your tribe is Judah, why are you hanging out and belly dancing in Egypt? When your tribe is Judah, you will never fit in. I don't care how you change your hair. I don't care what colors you wear. You can't go down into Egypt and belly dance. You can't put on what they put on and think you're going to be okay. You can't wear what they wear. You're from the tribe of Judah. You'll never fit in. Go home and let God bless you at home. Because he won't fail. It is leaving our communities, our churches, and even our families. Structure and chaos is here. The only release and inoculation from chaos is the spine, the binder of structure. In the natural body, we have to look at core. Your core strength and stability are so vital to your overall wellness, or the keeping of your spine is tied to your overall wellness. If I hurt your spine, I don't have to worry about you. If you ever see male lions take over a pride, usually it is a coalition of male lions that take over a senior, one that has missed his mark or his season is up. It's vicious. I know you want to be like a lion, but you better be careful. You got to look at the whole scope of it. Not only do they come and take over pride, they kill all of the cubs. They kill them. So the females will go back in the heat and they can sponsor or seed into their own offspring. I want you to understand that. They kill the cubs, even eat them. And so the females can go into heat and they can spawn their own offspring. That's nature. You need to look at it, the whole scope, and just say, ooh, I like the way they roar. Do you understand what you're talking about? And in that coalition, usually when the males take over a pride, they will gang up on the male that's been there, loyal to the group, to the pride. Three or four of them will gang on one, and it's vicious. The first thing they go after is not his mane. They go after his spine. You'll see them grab his spine and try to pull it out. Because if they break the spine, it doesn't matter how many claws you have or how many teeth you have or how powerful you are when you take down a buffalo or how loud your roar is. If I break your back, I don't even have to worry about you. You're going to lay there and just roar, but you can't move. This is the strategy of the enemy to break our structure, to crack our spine. To take away the binder in your family. To take away structure in your family. To take away structure in the church. You see control. All God is trying to do is preserve that part that has all of the nerves running through it. The part that you never bathe. The part that you never think about. You only grab it when you got a little pain. Dang, my back. But you better thank God there's nothing wrong with your back, because if we can take that out, we don't have to worry about you anymore. Again, male lions, the enemy is after your spine. Females, lionesses, he's after your spine. Young cubs, he doesn't ever want you to grow. And if he cripples you by touching your spine, we don't have to worry about you anymore, your structure. Sometimes it's not your fault that your spine has been damaged. From Mephibosheth, he was in the arms of his caretaker. She's carrying the boy in her arms. He has royalty in his blood, but she heard bad news. And while the baby was in her arms and she heard bad news, she released him and dropped him. And he fell on a sharp rock. And when he came up, his legs were limp. In other words, it cracked his spine. Oh, my God. Some of us, we're spineless, not because we did something wrong, but somebody who was over us dropped us. Sometimes it's a church that drop you. Sometimes it's a community that drop you. Sometimes it's parents that drop you. So you may think it's okay, but if they didn't give you structure, it means you were dropped. And then sometimes we're lame because we rebelled against the structure. We ourselves invited in things that God didn't intend for us to invite in. And we got problems. And you got to get back to the structure so he can realign, chiropractor your back. No. Need to reset your back, get you back into your mobility and get you back into your structure and strength so you can move forward. So core strength and stability are so vital in keeping your spine, particularly the lower back is very, very key. I was preaching at a church. They never had an African-American preach in that church, and I was preaching there, and people were fascinated with me. They were all looking at me. And so I was moved by the moment. My God, Holy Ghost fell. And so I started praying for people. And when I came out of the pulpit and started praying, this lady came and I prayed for her and they didn't have anybody to catch her. So I said, I'm strong enough. So I grabbed her so she wouldn't fall out. But I didn't have my feet right. And she was good and plenty. And she was plenty good. And so when she went to fall, when I laid my hands on her, I thought I was strong enough. I can handle it. Man, the power's on me tonight. The power's on me tonight. The Holy Ghost is moving. So I went ahead and, oh my God, and grabbed her, but I wasn't set right. And I felt it when it pulled. Ooh, God. And I lowered her down easy now, but I'm telling you, I felt it when it, ooh, God. But my pride didn't let her fall. I went ahead and laid her down. And everybody started shouting, but I wasn't shouting. They thought I was feeling the spirit. I sat down on the altar.
Every second my back was tightening up. I said, oh God. Everybody was speaking in tongues. I was speaking, but it wasn't in tongues. That thing hurt. I crawled out of the church. I waited until everybody thought the Spirit was on me. I waited until everybody left except me and the pastor. And I crawled on all fours. Until I got out to my truck. 3 days I was hurt. Let me tell you something, you better protect your spine. Lest you crawl out of circumstances. Lest you lose your mobility when you should be resurrected.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Make Me an Oak of Promise, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2408-1808. That's reference number 2408-1808.
Experience an inspiring evening with Focus Young Adult Ministry on Friday, August 23rd at 7 o'clock p.m. Scan the QR code in the foyer to uncover a supportive community, lively group discussions, and much more. Maximize your financial potential at the Financial IQ Seminar. Learn how to minimize taxes and protect your family's future at our free in-person event on Saturday, August 31st. Seating is limited, so scan the QR code in the foyer or use our mobile app or website to secure your spot.
Ladies, registration is open for Awaken's 19th Annual Women's Conference, Expectancy, Expect Greater, at Truth Revealed on Friday and Saturday, September 27th and 28th. Hotel accommodations are available at Hampton Inn & Suites off Palm Bay Road. Use group code EWC to reserve your room by Friday, September 13th. Don't miss out. Register for this dynamic event by using the Truth Reveal mobile app, visiting our website, or scanning the QR code in the foyer to join us for a weekend filled with inspiration and empowerment.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.